This is Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Our special guest is Samantha Mata. She's pursuing a bachelor degree in the University of Arizona and coordinates different students' projects for the local and the international community. Thank you, Samantha, for being here tonight.
Well, as you said, my name is Samantha Mata Robles. I am an international student from Mexico. I'm studying biomedical engineering. I'm really passionate about many different things that have made me the person that I am today. But the most important things would be STEM, feminism, equity, and of course, my passion for helping others.
So you mentioned that you are from Mexico. So what brought you to Tucson?
As you mentioned that I was studying biomedical engineering, this has always been one passion of mine. I've always wanted to like go into the world of engineering and health. And honestly, like those two branches are not like very good in Mexico. So I knew that if I wanted to make like a great impact, I needed to go to a place in which like the health system was better. So that's why I decided to move out from Mexico and find a university that fulfill my expectations here in the United States. And that's how I find the University of Arizona. And that's the reason why I came here. I completely fell in love with the community of the University of Arizona, with its values, with the school itself, with the program. So I decided to come and study here.
How do you describe your identity?
Within Mexico, there are very different places that you can come from. And from those different places, like they all have different cultures and stuff. And my parents, they're from Mexico City, but I was born in Sonora, like it's that state up in the north that is in the border with Arizona. The fact that I was raised by people that are from kind of like the center part of Mexico, like the capital of the country, and I'm from like the northern part, it kind of like mixes up my identity. And I have like very different branches or very different like aspects of the Mexican culture. I for sure know that I'm a Mexican woman. I know that I have like all these things that have made me a very strong and very proud to be a Mexican person. And so yeah, I identify myself as a Mexican. I think that from within Mexico, I would say that I just have a bit of everything. That's kind of like awesome because the fact that I have been raised with like ideas and values and like culture and like the food from the south and the center and the southern part of the country. But I was also raised with like the vision and like some ideas of the northern part, kind of like the fact that you have to learn a different language, the fact that we get to travel a lot to the United States. And also I have been very blessed that I have been able to like travel a lot. So that has really opened my eyes and that has like contributed to my identity and to how I see things.
How does your identity integrate itself into the Tucson community?
I really like Tucson because like it's very diverse, and at the University of Arizona they have like a great affinity for international students. Really like fitting into Tucson has not been hard at all, and it's kind of like interesting how every single place you go you can see things written in like English and in Spanish, and you can see that people like are not only like speaking English, but there are a lot of like people that are here from the United States that are interested in learning Spanish and like making an effort to like connect with the Mexican culture and like the Spanish speaking people a little bit better. Coming into Tucson and fitting in was like as easy as it could have been for me, just because like every single person that I've met is really excited or really interested into like looking at the perspective of the international students and people that are not from the United States. So the fact that it has like all this diversity made it super easy for me to come here and completely fit in. I basically just came here to Tucson and just continue being myself, and I perfectly blend in. And I really love the fact that here in Tucson they kind of like embrace all that diversity. Actually being an international student here in Tucson has made me feel not only accepted but also made me feel like very proud of myself and all of my roots.
Samantha, thank you again for being our special guest tonight in Tejiendo Identidades.
Thank you so much for your invitation, and it was an honor being here.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez. Production and editing, Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Neni G.